Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so the next few weeks we're going to be talking about scriptures that inspire us.
Well, I've got so many.
Yes, and so you started this week from John's Gospel in John chapter 6 verse 37 and it says this: "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And the main focus that you focused on for this heartbeat was how Jesus never drives us away.
No.
And he always is there for us whenever we turn to him. You know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes like if a little child comes to you and you're busy, sometimes you can have the tendency to be like, or just to be like, just a minute,
not
just a
now.
Minute. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? So if we kind of think of it like that, whenever we go to God, he won't do that to us.
No.
He will always accept us. And the example you kind of gave when you moved from that scripture is you moved into the story of the prodigal son that Jesus tells. And I love this story about a son who asks his father for his inheritance now. And goes off and just...
But it's more than just asking for an inheritance.
Yeah.
You know, like nowadays, I've been actually reading about different people who are getting older and they've decided they're not going to wait till they die. They're going to split up some of their stuff
money
and give it
now.
Away now
yeah.
to family yeah. members mm-hmm. or whoever they decide mm. to. Mm. And, you know, great. But in those days, it was like an... I guess an unsaid thing or a said thing or a cultural thing that they knew that... The way that the son went to the father, he was so rude. He was basically saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead now because I want my money now. Mm. I want what you've got or my share
now." Yeah.
And so it was not the money factor that Jesus was sharing about. It was the rudeness of expecting what I guess is yours. It was done in the day. The heirs of the families would get what they know they were split up with or whatever.
But there was a great disrespect to his father by
yes,
asking.
And that was what was the focus mainly.
Mm-hmm. What we know from the story, though, is that, he loses everything because he spends it all. And
it's like some people, you read about it, don't you? They don't know how to manage the lottery money they win. And very shortly, some of them have given it away or lost all of it because they didn't manage it well.
Mm.
And I guess you think of the son, he probably wasn't mature enough. He didn't know how to manage all of what he was given, even if it was not just money but farming land or whatever else. It was all mismanaged because he just did it wrong.
Mm. Yeah, and then he comes to that realization. We read where he's, you know, eating what the pigs are eating.
And for a Jewish boy, that's not good.
Yeah, and he goes, you know what, even my father's servants eat better than I do.
Yeah.
But to then humble himself to go, okay, I'm going to go back to my father.
Well, then don't you think he's drawn down to the deepest depths of his memories and thought, my dad truly loves me.
Mm.
My dad didn't dishonor me and kick me out when I asked for my inheritance. He gave it to me.
Mm.
Because the father could have disowned him and said, nah, you're not my son. You're not getting anything.
Mm.
Like he found the truth in a way.
Mm. Remembered how his father treated him, treated others.
Yes.
And so then decided to go back. And I was thinking about how many times in our lives can we think of times where we've gone off on one direction. And it's the wrong direction, but that's it. I'm doing it anyway, and off we go. And have there been times where we've had to do similar and, you know, either go back to a parent in our real, like, earthly lives
or turn to God and go, okay, God,
yeah, you were right.
This wrong. You know?
I didn't listen. I didn't hear.
Because it does
stubborn
take a
and
vulnerability
proud.
And a recognition of our own weakness.
Yes, and not knowing everything when we don't.
To be able to do that.
Yes.
But the beautiful thing is, like you started this heartbeat of, but he'll never drive us away. So we can do all of that wrong, get it so, so wrong, and go, you know what, I can still go back to him.
But the thing is, there's different gradings of being wrong.
Mm.
We can be deliberate and we've gone against what is the right truth and the right thing because we're stubborn and proud and we want our own way, which what the son did, he went against the cultural thing of what you do. Or we could go off the path of choosing some wrong ways of behaviour or wrong company we're in or something. And we're not necessarily being deliberate. We're just trying to find the truth.
Yes.
Find our way.
Mm,
mm. You know, how do you know that you're in the wrong group of peer pressure? When I say your peers, and you realise, whoa, that's not how I want to behave, until you've actually sometimes been with them for a while, and then you make hopefully a better choice.
Yeah.
You know, when you decide to do a business deal, you're hoping that it will go well and you'll make some income, or you know, not necessarily always get rich, but do okay. And it doesn't work out that way. And sometimes it's out of your hands. It's been nothing to do with you. It's like think of COVID hit, and a lot of businesses went under because people couldn't come to the restaurants. People couldn't go out. People were scared. People didn't have the money. You know, financial crisis happens and what? People then not spending money to even go buy things at shops, so the shops, you know, go downhill. There's so many things and choices that we make that end up to be failures or wrong. And it's not wrong. It's just it didn't work out.
Yeah. But even in those circumstances, it's remembering that we can go to God who will be
restore,
with us, bless
fix.
Us, restore,
yes,
you know,
yes.
provide for us in other ways, comfort us, give us peace. You know, it doesn't matter what the scenario is.
No.
We can go to
He's
him.
He's always there. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And the beautiful thing too about this story is we see how when the prodigal son returns to his dad, how the father's looking out for him and waiting
just
for
the
him.
Joy.
And we can just be reminded of how God's just always waiting for us.
Yeah.
Every time just to turn back to him.
Yes.
So we can be comforted by knowing that anytime we want to turn to God, we can. And so I was thinking the weekly challenge this week is maybe just to take some time to reflect on maybe those times in our life where we have turned from God in terms of making a wrong decision and think about, okay, you know, God, I can turn back to you. And just reflecting on maybe times that you haven't done that and then times that you have, but being reminded that God is always there for us. And even so that when you come back, you know, it says he gave a ring, he gave them the best robe, the fatted calf.
He restores you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But that's a great word. He restores you to your rightful sonship, daughtership.
Yes.
You know, it's not
your
like you've come
place.
Back and you've now less than. It's no. like, no, you're restored.
Yeah. The prodigal son didn't come back as the slave that he went to be.
To be.
You know, he didn't even get the words out of his mouth. The father, in a way, wouldn't let him. He'd just go, come, son.
Yeah. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. So we hope that you've really been blessed by this chat. And we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.